Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is Yom Shenim Shabbat Kodesh, Yud Zayin LeChodesh Adar Rishon, LeParashat Kitisa. So we're on page Samach Gimal, on the bottom, Chinuch LeMidot Tovot. It's an interesting title. Hine, Ha'adam Ba'olam Hazeh Nimtza BeNisayon Gadol. Ve'im Lo Ya'avod Al Atzmo, Od Mishachar Yeldutov. If a person does not work on himself from his youth, יכול להיות משועבד ומחור לתאוות העולם הזה כל מחייו. Without even realizing it, you can become addicted to תאוות העולם הזה your whole life. כי דרך התאווה שנהפכת במשך הזמן לחלק מטבע האדם. תאווה, if not worked on, if you don't nip it in the bud early on, it can turn into second nature. שהרי אמרו חכמים, עין רואה והלב חומד, וכלי המעשה גומרים. Which means the way it starts is the eyes see something, the heart wants it, and then eventually your faculties, right, your hands, feet, whatever, they get it done. והחוכמה להתגבר על היצר תחילה כשעדיין אינו שולט עליו. Right, the chokhmah is, before it turns into this thing that consumes you, nip in the bud and kind of deflect that ta'ava. והדבר דומה לבעלי חיים שמאמנים אותם לעשות תנועות כמו בני אדם בזמנים מסוימים. Circus animals. They're trained to do certain things and act like people. למשל דובים שבכל פעם שמשמיעים להם איזה מנגינה, תקף ומיד הם עומדים. I guess I've never seen bears in the circus, but you can train a bear that every time it hears a certain song, it'll stand up. ואיך זה נעשה? כי התחילו לעבוד עליהם כשהיו קטנים, הצמידו לידיהם שיפוד חם וישמיעו להם מנגינה, עד שבכל פעם שהם שומעים את המנגינה, הוטבע בהם תונה של הרמת היד. From their youth, when they were little cubs, they started playing this song, and they started like prodding them, poking them with hot stuff, whatever. And then later on in life, every time they hear this song or whatever it is, the sound, they associate it with picking up their hands, standing up, whatever it is. Process of association, but you got to start young. ככה אדם דומה למכונה. Person is like a machine in that. איך שמתרגל לדבר מסוים, יגיע למצב שכבר לא יהיה תלוי בבחירתו. Person can become a machine in that once you get used to doing something, it's almost impossible to deprogram or reprogram yourself once you're in that mode. You have to really make sure you don't get programmed like that to begin with. ולזה צריך שימת לב. You gotta pay attention. וכמו שאמר כתוב, הוי מושכי העוון בחבלי השב וכאבות העגלה חטאה ודרשו חזל. What does this mean? הוי מושכי העבותות בחבלים של שב, כי בתחילה אדם לא חוטא בחטא גדול כחילול שבת. Yeah, the יצר הרע doesn't, you know, he knows how to go. You don't just jump into חילול שבת. Says, how does it work? אלא יורד דרגה אחת, קודם מבטל תפילת מנחה או ערבית, ואחר כך נמצא במקום שיש שם מכשיר דלוק בשבת. מתי אוזנו לשמוע. It starts off, you start slacking off in tefillah b'tzibur, right? How does it work? You know, there's a big workload, you have a lot of papers, whatever, you decide to sleep in, and then tefillah b'tzibur kind of, and then tefillah b'tzibur, okay, and I'm not saying okay, but if a person missed tefillah b'tzibur, and then he wakes up, at least at a normal hour, and davens b'yichidut, tefillah mushlemit, so that's only one evil. But once you start missing tefillah b'tzibur, what's the next evil? Then what happens? You wake up so late, you know, you don't really have time because you have to get to Seder class or whatever it is. So you don't have a chance to daven a tefillah mushlemit. So what do you do now? Now it's Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, third and fifth Alelukah, Yishtabach, Yotzer, Amidah. And then, you know, wake up a little bit later. I don't really have time for Pesukei Dezimra. Yotzer, Kriyat Shema, Amidah. Then you get up a little bit later. It's Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, you take off the tefillin. And then what? And then you miss the tefillah. And then he says you walk by, you know, you happen to see a game on Shabbat, so you stop to watch. וטוען לא עשיתי כלום, רק שמעתי. I didn't do anything, I just stopped to watch. ולבסוף מטלטל מוקצה, או מזיז כפתור של גז, או תנור, בטענה דומה. Then he starts flipping switches and turning stuff on. Oh, I just. That's the yetzer hara. I just did this, I just did that. There's no just, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had a taina the other week. A non-religious person was speaking to me. And he says, Hashem wants me to be happy and religion doesn't make me happy, so memela, I don't have to, whatever. I said, let's get something straight. Who said Hashem wants you to be happy? Where does it say in the Torah that Hashem wants you to be happy? I said, yeah. It says, Ivdu it, Hashem besimcha. Hashem wants you to be happy when you're serving Him. Hashem wants you to keep Torah mitzvot. Hashem doesn't want me to suffer. Who says Hashem doesn't want you to suffer? You get your tikkun, you get your hashlamat amidot when you suffer. They have all these weird cuckoo ideas in their head. Hashem always wants me to be happy. Hashem doesn't want me to suffer. What are you talking about? What are you, Cinderella? What are you talking about? What are you, living in a Disney movie? What's wrong with you? That's not it. Hashem wants us to serve Him. If you gain, in general, if you serve Him properly, that'll come with simcha, v'tuv levav, and fulfillment, and nachat. But there's no thing that Hashem wants you to be born and happy and do whatever you want. There's no such thing. Adam le'amal yulad, and sometimes Hashem wants you to suffer. Yeah, Hashem does want you to suffer. Mm-hmm. Ma la'asot? Nachon? Huh?
This is life.
Hashem wants you to suffer. That's how you get kaparat avonot. There's a machloket in the Gemara, Shabbat, Nun, Aleph, Amud, Bet. The Gemara brings down whether yesh o en yisurim belo avon. Machloket amoraim. La'alacha, the Gemara comes out that yesh yisurim belo avon. Sometimes a person can't have yisurim belo avon, but there's a man da'amara that says that no, if you're suffering, that means what? You have avonot, baba, stakel. Anyway.
Yisurim mechaper, if you don't accept it with ahava, or you have to accept it?
If you're bo'et be'isurim, it's not mechaper, the Gemara says.
Bo'et
be'isurim, which means you kick them away. Say, Hashem, ma ta oseli, why do I deserve this? You push it away. If you don't accept it, it's not mechaper. If you're machnia, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I don't know exactly what I did wrong with it, aval tzadik Hashem bechol derachav v'chasid bechol ma'asav, Hashem's right. Ze mechaper. V'lachin, ikar ha'chinuch lemidot tovot, hu begil tza'ir. כי נער דומה לענף של אילן שבתחילה הוא גמיש וקל לחופף אותו ולהרגיל לכיוון מסוים. You know, sometimes when they, you ever see, when you just plant a young tree, a sapling, and sometimes they're crooked, what do they do to the tree? They attach like a straight pole to it and they tie it to it. Why? Because since it's still young, it's flexible, eventually it'll straighten out with that crutch that's next to it. But imagine you have a real full, thick, mature tree that's already crooked. You see crooked trees. And then you attach a pole to it. What's that going to do? Nigmar. Says, אבל אם יניחו לו שיגדל לבד, או יישרו אותו רק פעם אחת, יעבור זמן ויחזור למה שיהיה. It's going to go right back. ורק אם יקשרו על ידי מקל עץ למשך זמן מסוים, שהרוחות כבר לא יעקמו אותו, יישאר יציב ישר. He's got to be young, and you got to put him a pole over there, then there's a chance that it'll grow straight. וכך בחור צעיר בידו לשנות הרגלים. You still have the ability to change your nature. ומרוויח דבר גדול, שכך יישאר כל חייו. If you do that when you're young, it will stay with you. Yeah, it's פסוק. חנוך לנער על פי דרכו, גם כי יזקין לא יסור ממנה. Chinuch is so, so, so important when you're young because that's what's going to stick. You know, sometimes when you get older, it's a famous joke. You know, don't laugh at your parents because you end up becoming them. When you get older, you start realizing that you're doing things that, like your parents did. And you don't realize, like, why am I doing this? Manio said, when you were younger, you kind of laughed at it. Everybody has these things with their parents that you think, you know, maybe this is still... But then you get older, and you don't realize the extent of how deeply it's rooted in you, and you become your parents. Why is that? Because of the chinuch. That's what it is. Everybody has that. It's in how you act, it's in how you dress, it's in how you... It's, huh?
We stay in yeshiva for many years.
Yeah.
Then we're eventually going to become, so to say, like, start, like, a year of shemayim for the rest of our lives. That's like the whole plan.
That's the plan of yeshiva, yeah.
That's... So why doesn't it usually work out then? 5 years is not enough to get you into the habit?
You need to work on... Avodat Amidot and Avodah in acquiring the Torah is a lifelong thing. What's 5 years? Person needs to always be matmid. Now again, most people are limited in how many years they can actually physically stay in yeshiva. But David HaMelech said it best. Shivti bevet Hashem kol yemei chayai. That's the goal. Whether it happens or not, I spoke about this on Shabbos. I said there's physically staying in yeshiva, and then there's also when you leave yeshiva, taking yeshiva with you. There's That's also a bechinav shivti bevet Hashem kol mechayai. I took yeshiva with me, not physically in yeshiva, but I have things that I learned in yeshiva. I have the musarim and the dmuyot of my rebbeim and things like that. I take that with me. What would my rebbe do here? What did the reshiva say about this? What did my rosh kol say about that? How did they act in these situations? That's called taking yeshiva with you.
Try to emulate that.
Yeah. Bring your yeshiva into your home. How does David HaMelech say, Shivti bevet Hashem kol mechayai? He doesn't live in yeshiva, he lives at home. Apparently, what did he mean? You can turn your home into yeshiva also if you bring yeshiva with you. You know what I'm saying? And same thing for the Isha. Isha can bring her seminary experiences into yeshiva, into the home with her. And then it becomes Bait Shekulot Torah. Then it becomes Bait Shel Shalom, Bait Shel Shalva. And he says, it's a big zach. וכך בחור צעיר בידו לשנות הרגלים ומרוויח דבר גדול שכך יישאר כל חייו. וזאת על ידי שיחדיר לעצמו שאינו משועבד לשום דבר. Make yourself non-משובד. Don't be משועבד to anything. ולא ירדוף אחר ממון ושאר תאוות. You remember? Don't learn to not fall prey. Oh, I have to buy this. This is new. You don't have to buy it. Okay, so don't buy it. Train yourself not to have to be משועבד to things. ולא רק שלא יאבד זמן במעשה, אלא אפילו במחשבה לא ייכנס בראשו דמיונות. Right, not only going to... Don't even think about all these things. Forget about going and actually spending time on it. Even thoughts are also detrimental. אילו הייתי עשיר, הייתי עושה כך וכך. שמלבד שאיבוד זמן בטלה, גם מאבד את ערכי החיים. Sometimes a person thought, if I had $1 million is not so much today, but if I was, you know, if I was a millionaire, I would... I build houses and yeah. Stam. Dimyanis. What do you think about it? Move on. Bitul Torah. You're getting yourself used to, okay. If you happen to be wealthy, Hashem sends you wealth. Matov manayim, deal with it. But right now that you're not, what are you thinking about all sorts of things that are going to eventually make you deviate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shimitiragel yirdof achar dvarim elu bed dimyono. Yishta'abed lezeh kol chayav. No, it's me. Vahergel atov biyoter begin atzair u'esek atorah batmada. זה הראשון וזה האחרון. הווה ממעט בעסק ועסוק בתורה. Says the Mishnah in Avot. Yeah, live it alone. You have your classes, you have your limud echol, you got to get your degrees. Do what you got to do. Minimize. Boom. Right back to base matters. You have a zechut. That even when you're pursuing mundane things, you know, these things that you need for parnasa, whatever, you have a base matters and everything in the same building. You have to go far. You're done with the class, boom. You're right back. You go to the dorm, you have to take a nap, oh, boom, right back to Beis Medrash. It's all on campus. What's the, you know, there's such an advantage of that. You don't have to waste time. Everything's right here. Meaning, kind of like you have to pluck yourself out of the Beis Medrash to do the other things that you need to do. But as soon as you're done, you're right here. You should be right back. It's a tremendous zach. Baruch Hashem. Tov, namshich machar bezat Hashem.